Coming up next Monday evening at Whitmore Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m., the Missouri Quintet takes the stage. It is the faculty wind ensemble in the MU School of Music, made up of flutist Alice Dade, oboist Dan Willett, clarinetist Wes Warnhoff, French horn player Marcia Spence, and bassoonist Lee Munoz. I recently sat down with Willett, Dade, and Munoz and talked to them about the history of the Missouri Quintet and what's on the program for next Monday's recital. You're listening to Mizzou Music here on Classical 90.5. How long has the Missouri Quintet been active on the University of Missouri campus?
They started in 1977 with the creation of an oboe and French horn position. And the Missouri Arts Quintet at that time, it was called, and it's been running since. The word arts was dropped eventually, so it's the Missouri Quintet now.
That's Dan Willett. He's the oboist with the Missouri Quintet and the senior member of the ensemble. And the five instruments that make up a wind quintet are flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and horn. Is that standard across the universe in the classical genre?
It really has become for the last 150 years.
Yeah, for a woodwind quintet.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you're the senior member of this outfit. You've seen quite a bit of change, people coming and going throughout the Missouri Quintet over the years. How does the flavor of the group evolve over time based on different faculty members cycling out and cycling in?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it does change. I'd say none of those have been dramatic because we've not had four or five people changing in a single time. So they're sort of dovetailed in and out that way. And I'd say even those of us who've been in a long time, we change in our playing, and so there's change that happens there too. So it gradually morphs. It always is. It always will be. And that's one of the things that makes it interesting.
That's Dan Willett, the oboe professor here at the MU School of Music, joined in studio by bassoonist Lee Munoz. They will be on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage for a concert next Monday evening with their fellow and sister members of the Missouri Quintet. I'm not familiar with the, I guess we can call it a song cycle by R. Murray Schafer, Minnelieder.
Mm-hmm.
It's in German. What is the story that's told over the course of the Lieder?
Yes, as the composer tells, he kind of ran into these pieces by accident, and they're actually written in medieval German, so those who know a bit of German like I do will look at it, and it seems very strange and foreign. The vocabulary is different. And he came across these set of ancient poems and was compelled to write a piece of music, so he set them for voice and woodwind quintet.
Also on the program for next Monday's Missouri Quintet recital is selections from Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I asked bassoonist Lee Munoz about the centrality of her chosen instrument to that work.
We have to play it quite regularly. It's something that we almost have to do in our sleep, pretty much, because it involves a lot of different mechanics of the bassoon. We have a lot of thumb keys, and it involves a lot of them over the course of a very fast passage. And almost every audition that you will take as a professional musician will include this excerpt, which is just a selection of a difficult part of a movement of a work, and you have to play it in front of the committee in order to be able to do it. So it involves fast fingers. It involves fast tonguing as well. You have to be able to articulate very fast. So it shows off a lot of different skills in one very short excerpt.
That was bassoon faculty in the MU School of Music, Lee Munoz, talking about the Marriage of Figaro. Flutist Alice Dade also joined us to talk about the rest of the program for next Monday's Missouri Quintet recital.
We end with David Maslanka's Quintet Number 1, which Missouri Quintet, before I came to Mizzou, which is now 7 years ago, they recorded it on Cambria label. And we're playing it because, unfortunately, David Maslanka passed away in August. And the Missouri Quintet had quite a relationship with him because while they recorded, David Maslanka was there to critique and kind of help the quintet remember what he was looking for and what kind of sounds he was looking for. He actually came to MU in a residency and coached our large ensembles on his own pieces, and he came to a Missouri Quintet concert where we performed his number 2 quintet But this one is especially technically challenging, which makes it interesting. It might remind you of Shostakovich a little bit. And the middle movement is especially interesting because the composer asks for us to take apart our instruments and make sounds we don't usually make. And it's actually a very beautiful effect. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's our program.
Alice, I also have gotten word lately that you have had a recording session lately and have a CD release coming out soon. How's that looking?
That is being released next month. Thank you for asking, Trevor. It's been a labor of love. I recorded that with several string players and two pianists, not this past summer, but the summer before at Skywalker Sound in California. And it's being released on Naxos, and there's a couple of release events, one in San Luis Obispo, California, one in Paris, France, and one that I'm just putting together in New York City.
And will we have one here in Columbia, Missouri?
Yes, most definitely, because actually I owe the university, I'm just very grateful to their support, because without the University of Missouri, this recording would not be possible.
That was Alice Dade. She is a faculty member in the MU School of Music, teaches flute. She was joined by bassoonist Lee Munoz and oboist Dan Willett. They make up three of the five members of the Missouri Quintet. The quintet takes the Whitmore Recital Hall stage next Monday evening, January 22nd at 7:30. You can find more details about the upcoming Missouri Quintet recital and all MU School of Music events upcoming on their website, music.missouri.edu. Just click on calendar.